That's okay. We can have Sister Linda play. Can't get it. Let's give him a second.
We don't need all that phony music.
No. Oh, that ain't phony. I paid to get that done. I paid a lot of money for that. We just sing it, folks. Join the trip. Well, I heard about a place the Lord went away to prepare. Well, it sounded so great, I thought I'd want to live up there. Church, praise God. We love the people that attend here, and I can truly say that you are blessed to have Brother and Sister Watson. Amen. As a shepherd, amen, and have a good shepherd's wife like that. Praise God. Amen. And I am enjoying the trip. I am enjoying living for God. And I'm not worried about what's going on in the world. I just want to see what's going on in the church.
All right.
You know, the world is going to pass away.
Yeah,
I do. Amen. But if we do the will of God, we're going to live forever.
Right.
Amen. I know there's wars and rumors of wars. And the Bible said, you know, all these things. He said, but the end is not yet. Praise God. Amen. And we just need to fall in love with this truth. Amen. I said, fall in love with the truth.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll fall in love with the truth, it'll take care of us. Praise God. You know, He is the truth. I talk about falling in love with Jesus.
Amen.
It's the best thing you ever do.
Amen.
If you fall in love with Him, He'll carry you through whatever. Praise God. And I do appreciate the Lord. And I appreciate Sister Gordon's testimony about her sister. God is doing good things. Praise God. And I went to the doctor. I had to go about it for 3 months. Had a few things here happen the last 3 years, I went and I got tested for cancer because I had prostate cancer and I was cancer free, so thank God for that. I appreciate that. But I found out one thing: He'll never leave you. Praise God. Amen. And He'll never forsake you. And tomorrow I got to be home because I got an appointment with the heart doctor. Because Jesus is my real heart doctor. But I do have a good natural heart doctor, and he's going to look things over. It's been a year since I had a heart attack and had a couple of stents put in. And somebody asked the other day, how's it going? I said, well, it's been kind of rough the last 3 years. I said, I had a few things happen. But God's been good to me.
Yeah.
And I'm still here. I feel for my son all day. He lost his dad, and his dad was only 63. He was younger than me. He was very athletic. He kept himself in pretty good condition, and he had cancer about 3 years ago, I think, and the cancer left. They did a few treatments, and they told him there was no hope then, he had cancer in the brain, and the cancer left, and he wrote a book about his life. I got a copy of it, and it's a wonderful book, and then here it came again, and this time he went home, praise God. So we don't know when we're going to leave the world.
Right.
And it's how we leave. It's how we leave. Praise God, it's how we leave. And he was a preacher. He preached revival for us in North Justin. His family, Sister Linda, remembers him. Yeah, he was a really good preacher. And praise God. You got to be ready.
Amen.
Praise God, you got to be ready. And we want this man here to hang around a long time.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, he made a pact. If I die, he preaches my funeral. If he dies, I'll preach his. Assuming we're available. If we're living, whatever. But I love him. He's like a brother to me. And praise God. I told him, he came in the office, he said, you need me to leave? I said, no, brother. I said, I'm just feeling after the Holy Ghost, the mind of the Lord. Bible said that, who have known the mind of the Lord, that it might instruct him. So I believe we have to get our minds in a place where God can speak to us. And sometimes we come to church, our minds are in many places. And there's things going on, But God wants to talk to us today. And I'm not here to whip nobody with a whip or anything like that. But I'm just here to be an encouragement, to help somebody understand the Word of God a little bit more. Praise God. So let's turn to the book of Psalms. And I won't preach anything new to you. Because there's nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah. All this stuff going on in the world, people act like it's new, but it's been going on a long time. It's just got worse. It's just got worse. The Bible says evil man seduces and wax worse and worse. So we see all these things are just getting worse. Let us know what's going on. Praise God. So thank you, Pastor Watson, Sister Watson, for allowing us to stay in your home. You're taking such good care of us. And thank y'all for having us. Amen. And our home is always open to you. Praise God. Amen. We love these folks. And they're such a blessing. We love their children. We just pray that their children will get back in. And all you that have children, we want to get in church.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We We got to care about our children. Praise God. Well, let's read this scripture here, verse number 41, Psalms 119. Hallelujah. It said, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. And so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word." Okay. I want to talk a little bit today about trusting the process. Trusting the process. Hallelujah. You know, the writer said, "There is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end is destruction." Hallelujah. The Bible said that we're living in a time where there's a lot of deception. Amen. He said, "They're going to tell you Christ is over here. He's in the desert. He's over there." They said, "Follow him not." Hallelujah. I know where we can find God at today. We can find him right here. In the Word of God. Amen. Find him in the Word. Because in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning. Praise God. Is the Word. He is the infallible Word of God. He's the living God. Amen. And he said, "Heaven and earth are going to pass away." Amen. But his Word will not pass away. Praise God. So I want to know something. I want to find something. I can find it in the Word of God. Amen. And because God is not slacking concerning his promises. As some men count slackness. But he is not willing that any would perish. Amen. I believe it's the will of God that there would be a church. Amen. Everywhere where people could come to. Where people could hear the Word of God. Where people could have communion with God. Amen. Because there's a process in this. Amen. And the process is us making our way to heaven. Amen. While we are here, we're only here a short time. Amen. And Sister Watson made a statement last night. She said, that she had reached the point that was promised, 70. Not trying to tell her age or anything. And she had reached past that point or at that point. I'm not sure. I'm not going to tell her age. I'm sorry, sister, about that. But God said that, you know what? If we go more than that, we're displaced. Amen. But as we go through life, it's a process. I said, as we go through life, it's a process. Praise God. There are things that we got to do. I mean, know that. Amen. There are things that, amen, we have to get rid of. That might hinder us. Amen. I remember an old song years ago that a lady used to sing, and she used to sing, "I don't want nothing here to hinder me." Amen. So how many don't want nothing here to hinder you? But you want to make heaven your home. Praise God. It'll be worth it after all, child. Amen. Amen. There may be some trials. That's part of the process. The Bible says many afflictions, amen, are the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Praise God. Amen. There may be sorrow. There may be sickness. But it's just part of the process. It's what we're going through. Praise God. We may have to face cancer. We may have a heart attack. We may have a kidney stone like I did the size of a Georgia peach. Woo! The inside, not the outside, bro. The will of the Lord we're going to go through. Amen. But I like what Job said. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I will maintain my ways before him. Amen. You know, Job said, I'm going to keep my integrity. I'm going to trust God. I believe God's going to see me through. Praise God. Amen. And you know what, God? He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Praise God. Amen. God has got what we need. His message is our hope. His message is our hope. Praise God. God gave us something that we can go by. We can go by the Word of God. Amen. It's a lamp to us. It's a light to our feet. Amen. It shows us the way. It shows us the route. Praise God. Amen. And we need the Word of God in our lives. Praise God. We got to keep looking to Him because He's our hope. He's our strength. He's our refuge. Praise God. He's the only one that can really help us in a time of need. Praise God. In a time of trouble, He's the only one. Amen. In this world, it's going to be heartache. There's going to be trouble. But thank God I'm going through the process. Praise God. And when I made it through the process, you know, I'm going to be a complete product. Hallelujah. The Bible said in hope of eternal life, which God promised from the beginning, God cannot lie. Praise God. I've got to keep my heart and my mind upon God and on the things of God because the things of the world will distract us. These things will get us off course. Come on. But you know what? God will keep us in the hour of temptation that comes upon this whole world.
Amen.
To try. To try. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe the way of man's not in himself. I believe we got to go through this process. I believe God has a way for us. God has made a way. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I believe we need Jesus more than anything. Amen. I really, you know what? I want to have Him. I want to have that relationship. I want to have that experience. Amen. I'm glad I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm glad He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm glad I was obedient to the Word of God. Amen. We sing that song. He's still working on me. Because it's still a process. Praise God. Amen. There's still a work to do in the hour we live in.
Amen.
Well, everybody else can say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But God is good to us. I said God is good to us. Proverbs, amen, 35 said every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. Amen. The Bible said, if any man lack understand what? Let him pray. Let him ask to the one that giveth wisdom. And he giveth it liberally. Amen. I don't understand everything, but I can go to the one that knows everything. I said, He knows everything.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. The writer said, He knows the way that I take.
Yeah.
And when He's tried, I'll come forth. When I made it through the process, I'll come forth as gold, tried in the fire. Praise God. You know, it's not easy to be a Christian. The Christian is to be Christ-like.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That means you gotta quit doing things that are not Christ-like.
All right.
There's a lot of things that are not Christ-like.
Yeah.
Amen. But to be Christ-like is to be like Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we used to sing that song, to be like Jesus. I long to be like Him.
Come on.
I want to be like Jesus. I want to look at people the way the Lord looks at them. The way He looks at them. Praise God. Amen. And I know the Lord is not for them that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I know Jesus is right there today for my son-in-law and my daughter. Praise God. And y'all know Mark and Carrie. A lot of y'all do. And they're sweet young couple. Praise God. And you know what? They have been on fire for God in a time in their life. Praise God. And they kind of drifted away like my other daughter. Praise God. Amen. We did our best to raise them in the truth. Amen. We tried to to bring them through the process. I hope this is all right today. We tried to bring them through the process. We tried to teach them right. We encouraged them to pray and seek God until they got the Holy Ghost. And amen. And once they got the Holy Ghost, amen, we tried to encourage them to keep praying and keep seeking God. Amen. We encourage them, amen, when you get married, get somebody that loves God. Amen. And somebody that will live for God. Amen. Because you're going to have another process. Listen, how many know marriage is a process? Come on. I said it's a process. You got to work together. Amen. I know the scripture said that the man is the head, just as Christ is the head of the church. But you know that woman that was took from the rib, and that rib is closest to the heart. And you know what? We need to love our wives. We need to be good to our wives. Somebody say praise the Lord, because this is part of the process. Amen. We can't just kick them around and talk bad to them and put them down, but we need to lift them up because they are the weaker vessel. Come on. That's part of the process. Well, hallelujah. And we want to do our part, praise God. Amen. And we want to do our best to encourage one another and praying together. Teaching your children to pray together. Amen. My children were little. My wife, but she used to take them in there and pray with them. Hallelujah. Pray with them beside the bed. Come on. Yes. Somebody wrote that song about handful of weeds. Mama deserves a handful of roses, but she's satisfied with a handful of weeds. The daisies that grow wild out there, the wildflowers. That's all you can give them. Give it to them. Let them know you love them. You know, the church folks need to let one another know you love one another. This is a process. Amen. We're laboring together. We're working together. Amen. I'm trying to obey the Holy Ghost here this morning. The devil is just in the division. He's in the dividing. Come on. Praise God. Amen. He said, you know my children for their love for one another. Praise God. I haven't seen Brother Sister Gordon in a long time, but I still love those folks. They mean something to me. I look at them at the camp meetings I get to go. I look for them, and I see them on Facebook sometimes. I see their grandchildren. I see them out there eating nice meals and and growing good things in the garden. And I'm saying, you know, I'm so glad they're still here. Come on, somebody. I'm glad they're making it through the process. And it ain't easy to do it sometimes. Come on. But we've got to keep pushing. Like Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of that high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to make it through this thing. Praise God. That brother preached about having that grave digger mentality the other night. Amen. I don't want to dig no grave for nobody. Come on. Praise God. Because I don't believe our God's in the grave no more. Our God's alive. Come on. Amen. Because where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Come on. That we can praise God and we can worship God. Amen. We can help one another pray for our children. We can help folks pray through the Holy Ghost. Come on. We can pray for each other when we're sick. This is part of the process. When somebody loses their wife or loses their husband, we can pray for them. We can help them. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't need to understand. That old song said, I just need to hold your hand. Come on. I know it's a process. I don't understand everything that's going on in the world. I know a few things about the end time, but I'm not stuck on the end time. I don't want to get in a rut, and that's all I think about, or get stuck on holiness, or get stuck on this or on that. And there's a lot of spirits out there that want to get us sidetracked. Well, somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is a process right here. This is a process. You're in a good church today. Yeah, you know, you get mad, you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. But will it be the same? You ain't going to find nobody that loves you like Brother Watson.
Amen.
I'll tell you, that man loves folks.
Amen.
Amen. I was looking for him the other night, and he was standing out the edge of the road, trying to flag Brother Miles down. I said, I went out there, and he was that far from the road, Brother, 92. I said, Brother, you got to get back off that road. You going to get hit. Those cars are going by there 55, 60 miles an hour. I said, come back over here. Let me help you. Amen. We finally got him in there. And everybody was saying, where's Brother Watson? I said, he ain't in the bathroom. We went out and found him. Got him back in there, Brother Hood. Amen. We said to have a good time, not celebrate tragedy.
That's right. Amen.
It's a process. I thought, what kind of pastor would go out and stand almost in traffic and try to find one of these saints?
Amen. Lord.
Come on. I'm going to tell you the kind. The one that wants to see you make it. What kind of pastor that has all kind of health issues would go on a fast for days?
Amen.
I'm going to tell them. Because you don't know. This man loves his church.
Yes, sir.
His wife loves his church.
Amen.
There's a process. They've been hurt. Amen. Their children's been hurt. And I know what it's like. I've been there. Amen. And you probably know. You probably got your feelings hurt in church.
Yeah.
Sure. Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
But we don't walk by sight.
Right.
We walk by faith.
Amen.
There's a process in this. There's a process. I can't preach too long because I got travel today. So y'all got a bag. Amen. Praise God. You know what? We thank God for everybody here. We know the Word of God is pure.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, I have hid my word. There's a guy right there he rescued. Little Miles didn't know where he was going. His pastor's after trying to flag him in at the edge of the road. Said, Lord have mercy. Amen. But he made it. Thank God he made it. He's here today. Thank God. He saw the walker. Came. But he's still going through the process.
Amen.
Amen. We used to sing that song, make me what I ought to be. Build me to be more like thee. Bid me to come higher till your face I see. That's an old one. Make me what I ought to be. How many feel like that today? Do you want the Lord to make you what you ought to be? Not what you want to be.
Amen.
I promise you, it's not 1:25. It's 12:23. Just to let y'all know. You might get to the restaurant the other day. You might not even want to go to the restaurant. Some of y'all might have something you're going to put on the grill today. You're going to spend some time with your family. But you know what? Family time is special.
Amen.
I said family time is special. But I'm going to tell you what's really special is when the family comes to church. And they spend time with Jesus.
Right.
And the Lord's working on them.
Right.
And you know, we're praying for each other. We pray for our shortcomings. We pray for the things that folks are going through.
All right.
Who wants to see them make it?
That's right.
Somebody say, you believe in love? I believe in, yeah, I believe God is love.
Yeah.
I believe it's love. I believe He wants us to feel loved.
Amen.
God don't never want us to feel unloved. Amen. We may not understand it. But you know what? It's the process. Amen. Praise God. God loves us no matter what we're going through, what we've been through, or what we're headed to. He loves us. No greater love hath this than a man that would lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
But it's part of the process. I want to trust Him. Praise God.
Yes.
Job trusted Him.
Yes, he did.
Job trusted Him. Job had to go through it. Come on. Amen. Amen. You know, and you know, God wants to do things for us. Praise God. Amen. But God put His, He allowed, I'm going to say He allowed Job to go through these things to get him through it.
Right.
But not one time did he charge God foolishly.
Amen.
Job's friends talked about it. Woo! Man, you know, sometimes your friends will talk about you.
Sure.
I wish they'd talk to the Lord about me, don't they?
That's right.
And instead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Don't you wish that? Come on. Because God's the one that can help you, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, the devil said, you know, you take away that prosperity he's got. But Job was going through the process. He was going through it. Hallelujah. He said, just take it away. Job, he'll curse you out. That man ever lost a home?
Mom.
I lost one before. Well, have I ever lost a car? I guess, man, I'm going to be the only one here today. I'm not bragging about it. It happened to me, y'all. It happened to me. Hallelujah. But now I got a pretty nice car to pay for. Appreciate it. I had a brand new truck. I sold it. Got me an old truck. I'm happy. It's got a few hang-ups. But I got car shield on.
Me too.
You may know what car shield is.
Yes.
A car, not car shield, but car shield. How many know what that is? That's to protect you.
Yes.
When you need a $10,000 fix.
Yeah.
I hope it does. And I may have one coming. But Job said, no, he's slain. I'll trust him.
Amen.
If something happens and they don't pay up, something else will work out.
Amen.
Huh? Let me know. He said he'll make a way.
Amen.
If our ways please him,
yes,
we can ask what we will.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be done.
I love that. I like that.
I saw a guy today. He said, how in the world are you living on that Social Security? I said, yeah, I'm living. Lord's providing. Lord's blessing me. I ain't got to worry about getting called 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, water leak, heater not working. Somebody locked out of a room drunk in a hotel. Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about slinging mud, falling off ladders. Well, come on. I'm glad I'm living to see retirement. Hallelujah. I'm glad I can enjoy these latter years of life. Praise God. I'm glad we got a good vehicle. We can travel up and down. We're still in the process, though. God's still working on us. You know, if God called me to all these things, I know. And I got to watch what I'm saying, because this brother might pray that. I want to go where I can help people. I want to go where I can be a blessing. But there's a process. People need a church to go to. People need a man of God. Come on. Amen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. How can you hear without faith? How can they preach except they be sent? That man of God is there to help you and bless you. He's not there to be a lord over you. No. He's going to tell you what the Word says. And then you got to know what the Word says.
Amen.
He's not your boss. I got a jingle the other night. Ben Wicks is over and I said, yeah, your boss came in and paid the bill. Man, I don't know. Brother Woods was my boss. Yeah, Brother Gary Bratcher. He called me and he said, yeah, I went in over there post one. They said, the boss paid your bill. He said, my boss? I know it's a process.
Yeah.
He's not a lord over the heritage. He's an example.
Yes.
To the flock. He's an example to you.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Well, hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I had a man tell me one time, you know, I ain't going to pay you no tithes. I said, okay, whatever you want to do. He said, because I know you, you'll help somebody and give them some money. I said, really? You gotta be kidding. I said, let me tell you something. That don't belong to you. That belongs to God.
Right.
I said, I'm just the one that's supposed to use it right.
Right.
I'm the one that's supposed to use it correctly.
Right.
Amen. I'm gonna tell you what. If I know somebody don't have no gas in their car, I'm gonna help them.
Right.
If I know somebody ain't got no food in their refrigerator, I'm gonna help them.
Right.
I know if they ain't got no medicine for their child, I'm going to help them. Amen. Even though I believe God is the healer. Come on. Right. Amen. If I know they need help with their light bill, electric bill, amen, whatever I can do, I know if they're trying, I'm going to do my best to help them. He said, that's why I ain't going to give to you. I said, you ain't keeping it from me, you're keeping it from God. So you don't pay tithes, you rob God. You don't rob the man of God. Because God ordained you to bring your tithes and your offerings into the storehouse. Hallelujah. Amen. I see, brother, watching out here on some big cruise ship. Even though he deserves to go on one. Praise God. Well, y'all, some of y'all got tight. Yeah, y'all got quiet. Tight and quiet. But it's part of the process.
Yeah.
Praise God. We honor God with that. That's how we honor God. Amen. Amen. You know, whatever you give, God will bless you with it. You know, that's part of the process. I've been going helping this little church. They lost their pastor. And it's 2 hours away. So I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, brother, and go up there 2 hours. And everybody in the church is retired. One of them is still working a job. I mean, you know, he's 77 years old, and he's still working. So I go up there. I went up there many times. Sometimes they'll give you something, sometimes they won't. I don't worry about it, though. I don't go for that.
Right.
I don't go for that. So I was up there the other day, and they said, here, we want you to have this. This is what we had to give. And I said, you know what? Oh, yeah, we want you to have. Now, it wasn't that much. It wasn't that much. And I said, okay. So I took it, and I said, I'll put it in the gas tank. And so another preacher wanted me to preach for him. He gave me 20 times what they gave me. See, it's not about the money.
Amen.
It's not about the money.
Amen.
Your $5 or $10 you give is just as important as somebody else's money or two. It's a part of the process.
Amen.
And Sister Linda will tell you, when they came in there, they picked blueberries, and sometimes they would put an envelope full of change. And you know what? Our girls, Carrie and Amanda, did the same thing. I've got a little envelope in my Bible I carry where my granddaughter, Paris, paid 13 cent in tithes. You know, it's special to me because that was put in her heart. It was part of the process. Got a little quiet. It's all right. I'll be going tomorrow. Y'all pray for me. I should be gone today. But it is part of the process. Praise God. Amen. Train up your children in the way they should go. Amen. And when they're old, they won't depart. Amen. They won't leave the truth. Praise God. Amen. I believe God's going to bring my girls back in. We lost our daughter 3 years ago. She was backslid for how many years? 13 years. We kept praying for her. She called me one time and she said, Daddy, she said, I'm sitting at the old church. And she said, I'm crying and praying you were still here. You know what I told her when I left? I said, there'll be a day you'll come over here and park in this church lot and I won't be here. And you'll cry. And it happened. But I don't want none of my children to go to hell. I love my children. Love my grandchildren. Love those grandboys, grandgirls. Got great too. I love them. You know? It's grand and then it's great. I mean, this is a process, you know? And, you know, you go back and you look through the pictures and you see them grow up and you ride. He called, check it off, so he'd worry about us and we were coming down here he's the youngest boy of Terry's. He'll call and he'll say, Poppy and Nana, I want to come over and make y'all suffer. I thought, well, we're still able to do that, but he wants to do it. He works at a restaurant, wants to be a cook, he wants to try it on us. Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Part of the process, though.
Yeah.
I said, come on over. He said, I want to make you a flat burger. I said, man, I like the flat burgers. So he come over, and so he called and checked on me. He said, I just wanted to check on y'all. He said, I love y'all. He got his driver's license, finally, Sister Hoop, and he's the happiest guy in town. After he plumped it once or twice. But I've been there. It was a process to get my license. Hallelujah. It's a process in anything you do. But I love the process of God. I love what God does. I love the way God does things. And you know, God said, I'll work, who'll let it? We just got to be willing to let God work. Let's all stand, man. I'm done now. But the Bible said that Matthew 4:4, we got to live that word. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to live by every word, don't you?
Amen.
The word of God. How many want to live by every word of God?
Yes.
Every word.
Yes.
Every word of God is spirit. Praise God. Well, brother, I'll be heading out of town. Everything will be back to normal, hopefully. But I love Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I love brother Crabtree, Sister Crabtree. I know they've been through a lot physically. Praise God. But it affects humanity too.
Yes.
Sickness plays on your mind. But Brother Crabtree, God's going to bring you through, guys. He's going to bring you through, sisters. Praise God. I want this church in your name. This is a process. God's keeping y'all. He's bringing you through things. Praise God. You know, sometimes we got to grow. You know, not everything's perfect. But God's perfect. And His ways are perfect. And if we can commit ourselves to Him and trust Him in this process. Hallelujah. Marriage is a process, ain't it, Brother Daniel? You got to learn to do whatever your wife says.
Amen.
Just joking. I love Brother Daniel. He's fine. Love all you folks today. Praise God. Amen. I know, Brother Hoop, you're enjoying retirement age, brother. Yeah, retirement's good. It's a lot better than getting out. Of course, now if you live up in Indiana, you got to get out in the cold and the snow. Down here, you got to get out and worry about alligators. One they need to go. I mean, love you today. Anybody need prayer today? Praise God. Anybody need prayer in their body today? Praise God. Praise God. In Jesus' name. Oh God, just Sister Gordon, Lord. She's your child, Lord. Hallelujah. God, just pray for her and her family today. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Jesus. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, touch your blessing. Praise God. In the name.